Vincent says the impact of the storm is being felt far beyond the states of Texas and Louisiana, where the hurricane first made landfall. He says across the country, Americans are paying more for gasoline, the result of storm-caused disruptions in the operations of refineries and pipelines along the Gulf Coast. He says both of the main pipelines are back in service, but until the refineries are back in business, there will be supply shortages and higher prices.
And so there's going to be a pinch. I wish it wasn't the case, but it is.
The president, who came under severe criticism 3 years ago for slow government response to Hurricane Katrina, is getting regular updates on storm rescue and recovery efforts. After his latest briefing at the White House from emergency officials, he promised the federal government will do all it can to assist the victims of Hurricane Ike.
We obviously watch this recovery very carefully because the federal government is playing a crucial role in helping the people of the devastated areas recover.
Mr. Bush says he is looking forward to getting a firsthand look at the situation in the affected areas. He says he knows in some quarters patience is running thin.
I'm confident there'll be people that are very frustrated because their lives have been severely affected by this storm.
Casualties from the storm were far lower than anticipated, but the financial cost of the hurricane is expected to be high. Power is still out to many homes and businesses, and floodwaters are just beginning to recede, leaving behind massive damage and debris. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.